State Senator Charles Schwertner joins us. Good morning, Senator. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Good morning, Scott.
Let's start, first of all, with pretty big announcements yesterday. Earlier in the week, the House had talked about some of the tax cutting they were going to do. And so yesterday, you and Senator Nelson and the Lieutenant Governor spoke about the Senate side of that. And first, let's talk about the entire SB 8, and then I know we want to talk about the small business tax relief, but overall the Senate plan.
Well, sure. You know, I think the people, taxpayers of Texas, need tax relief. That was something that Lieutenant Governor Patrick campaigned on. That's something I certainly believe strongly in as well. Both homeowners are paying a lot of money in property tax, and of course, our franchise tax is hindering business development and economic growth as well. So there were proposals laid out yesterday that addressed both property tax as well as the business tax.
You know, the numbers that we hear, $113 billion in general revenue is the report that we have gotten. Now, you, of course, talked about from a business standpoint. I think you're pretty popular with a lot of members of NFIB today and the Texas Association of Business because you want to actually raise that ceiling so that there are more and more small businesses that won't even have to pay any tax at all.
That's right. The bill that I filed yesterday, Senate Bill 8, would raise the threshold for filing the franchise tax from $1 million to $4 million. This would then have 52% of those currently paying the franchise tax absolved from that tax. That's a huge win. 61,000 small businessmen would not have to pay that tax and be able to focus on job creation and economic growth, which is good for all of Texas.
Certainly, and that continues to certainly paint Texas as a positive environment for people who
That's
want to
right.
bring their small business.
Yeah, we're a right-to-work state. We don't have an income tax. This franchise tax, I think, hinders economic growth in Texas.
The numbers seem to indicate we're talking over 60,000 small businesses, and the tax relief would be about $380 million a year. But, of course, then the question comes, here you are, you're the chairman of the Health and Human Services Committee. I mean, we've talked about Medicaid is going to be the single largest portion of the budget. I mean, we have more kids who need CHIPs than any other state in America. We have a lot of needs, and how are we going to be able to continue to budget this as more and more people move to Texas? I'm in favor of the tax cuts on that one side, but we still have to provide more and more services for more and more people.
Well, I think you got to keep the economic engine growing. If you grow the entire pie proportionally, the amount that has to go to health and human services might be less. Again, economic vitality is the keystone to Texas, and we need to make sure that we focus on the economic drivers of our state.
State Senator Charles Schwertner joining us this morning. Earlier this week, the Lieutenant Governor, I think on Monday night, was speaking and pretty much had laid out what he thought was a pretty ambitious line, and I do too, that actually, rather than hold legislation in the Senate for the last 6 weeks of the session, that the Senate go ahead, get its work done ahead of time, and toss that stuff over to the House so that they've got plenty of time to look at it. What are your thoughts there?
I like the idea. Why waste time? You know, we're up here for 140 days every 2 years, and we need to get to work on the business of the people of Texas.
We haven't gotten a chance to talk to you since you introduced legislation, I think late last week was after our talk, that had to do with changing eminent domain. And obviously, as more and more things move in and progress moves in and government moves in and needs to do things or find land, give us basically the gist of your legislation.
Oh, sure. Well, the private ownership of property is one of the fundamental tenets of our country. We need to make sure that when eminent domain is used, it's not done so in an inappropriate manner, that there aren't misuses and abuses of eminent domain. This would strengthen, put more teeth into our eminent domain laws to strengthen our private property ownership rights.
And finally, when you're not doing this, you've got this other job. You're an orthopedic surgeon. So I'd like to get your thought, not only as a lawmaker, but as a physician, with a Senate bill that's been introduced. It's Senate Bill 694, and it's basically called the Right to Try Law, the idea that experimental drugs might be made available. Give us your thoughts on that.
Right. That's about compassionate use in individuals with terminal stages of cancer for non-FDA-approved medications that are going through the pipeline to get approved. There's some benefit, some legitimacy to that issue. The concern I have is you know, this is subverting the normal process of FDA approval. And FDA approval is there to show, one, safety, and then, two, efficacy, that it, one, is safe, and two, that it works. We need to be very careful that we are not overly allowing medications, drugs to be utilized in the public that could do real potential harm in those individuals in a very difficult situation.
Well, certainly for Dick.
We're going to be hearing that bill. Mm-hmm. I think it's a bill that does need to be discussed at this level and potentially acted on. But I want to know more about the actual proposal before I come down on either side of it.
Let's talk. It's off the front pages now. We've certainly seen all the public legislation, all the public testimony from Dr. Janik and what has gone on at Health and Human Services. But where are we with Health and Human Services right now, even though it's not on the front page?
We continue to work on the sunset bills. I'm actually laying out, it's my bill, the clarification bill, which is part of the sunset process. Each agency has a sunset bill. We continue to work on one of the pressing issues that was uncovered during the sunset process and over the last fall regarding contracting and making sure that we're getting the taxpayers' best dollars worth regarding how we procure those contracts and administer those contracts. It's a high priority issue, and regarding contracting in particular, there'll be a number of suggestions put forth in the Finance Committee next week that we'll be discussing as well.
And obviously, it's always busy in finance. Anything else in your committee assignments that are points that we need to look at this week?
Well, no. We have seven bills that we're hearing in Health and Human Services today. Finance continues to look at every aspect of our budget. We'll be finishing all the articles at the end of this week. We'll be going on to all the tax bills next week, contracting the following week. So, it's a very, on the Senate side at least, it's a very busy time.
Absolutely. Charles Werner joins us on Wednesdays. You can hear the entire interview archived on our website at WTAW.com. Thanks for the time. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, Scott. Uh-huh. You have a great day.
Thanks, you too.